Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We got college football final. We've got final day of prep bowl. We'll recap all the state champions from prep bowl. And by the way, Chan has tied it up. Final game of prep bowl 2025. And the Storm and the Panthers from Spring Lake Park are tied at 14 at U.S. Bank Stadium. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. Wild to have the night off. They shut out the Penguins last night 5-0. Timberwolves drop a heartbreaker. They collapse late, lose to the Suns. More on the Wolves a little bit later on. Border battle tomorrow. Vikes pack from Green Bay. J.J. McCarthy on the frozen tundra. All right, let's get back to college football. D2 playoffs today. Two teams out of the Northern Sun in action today. One, a winner. Minnesota State wins at Findlay 37-14. Meanwhile, Ashland got beat by the UMD, or I should say Ashland beat the UMD Bulldogs 32-7. And the voice of UMD football, Jeff Papas, filed this report earlier.
Well, Steve, a long day for the UMD Bulldogs here in Ashland, Ohio today. They ran into one of the best defenses in Division II, and Ashland University emerged a 32-7 victor and ends UMD's season with a record of 10 wins and 2 losses. Bulldogs started quickly, though, as Deshaun Ames ran the opening kickoff back 64 yards to the 33-yard line, and 7 plays later, Kyle Waljasper was in the end zone. That was his 17th rushing touchdown of the season. Unfortunately for him and the Bulldogs, it was the only score they would have today. The fine kicker for the Eagles, Manaki Watanabe, hit 3 field goals. The first one from 23 yards, capping a 13-play, 69-yard drive to make it 7-3. And then after that, it was Gent Joseph, a 3-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Cameron Blair. And that made it 10-7 Ashland, and they never looked back. Big play in the second quarter as UMD was called for fair catch interference on a punt that was fumbled by the Eagles. Replays did not appear to show any contact. And the end result, not only did UMD not get a turnover, they also had a 15-yard step-off on them, and that gave a short field to the Eagles. And Blair, on a 3-yard touchdown run, made it 17-7 at halftime. In the second half, freshman Chris Maloney went for 155 yards today, picked up an 8-yard touchdown to make it 24-7. 2 more field goals by Watanabe in the late third and early fourth quarters made it 30-7. And a safety with Waljasper tackled in the end zone with 2:26 to go capped the scoring. Final score was 32-7. In his last game for the Bulldogs, Waljasper, 22 carries, 45 yards, and a touchdown. He also threw the ball 15 times. 32 times rather, completing 15 for 152 yards, two interceptions, and they sacked him five times. Ashland's pass rush this season had 46 sacks coming into the game, and they wore down the Bulldog offensive line towards the end of the game. Deshaun Ames playing the last game of his career for the Bulldogs, five receptions for 68 yards to lead the team. Francis O'Malley, five carries for 20 yards. Ames, one for 10. Ryder Patterson of Lakeville, three for 8. Luke Denneke, the freshman tight end sensation from Andover, held to four catches for 45 yards today. Ryder Patterson, 3 for 9. And Chuck Gilbert of Holy Angels, 1 for 14. But a long day for the Bulldogs. Outgained 346 to 247. They had 245 yards rushing against them from a good Ashland offensive unit. Bulldogs rushed for 95 yards on 35 carries. That's 30 yards more than the Eagles usually give up on the ground. But the good news today for the Bulldogs is that Kyle Waljasper went over 10,000 yards of total offense for his great UMD career today. But it's not enough. The Bulldogs lose 32-7, and their season ends at 10-2. Jeff Papis reporting for WCCO.
All right, outstanding job, Jeff. Thanks for all your help this year. And he filed that report earlier. Just a really good guy and a good year for the UMD Bulldogs. And I think there were some raised eyebrows that UMD had to open on the road in the D2 playoffs. But there you go. Meanwhile, Minnesota State, as we mentioned, they open on the road as well at Findlay. And they won 37-14. Big, big game for the Mavericks. And we'll get a report from Aaron Worm on that. Sometime this hour, Aaron said he would give us a jingle while traveling. So there you go. Big Ten score, Northwestern beat Minnesota 38-35. Gophers had a 35-yard field goal to tie late in the game, or a 34-yard field goal, but that went awry, and the Wildcats win at 38-35. And then, of course, next week, Paul Bunyan's axe on the line. It'll be the Gophers and the Badgers from Huntington Bank Stadium. It'll be a cold day, not for the faint of heart, to close out the regular season. Gophers are bowl eligible, and the Wildcats became bowl eligible as well. Let's jump over to Division III right now. Around the area, the UMAC champ in action today, and it did not go well. Wheaton of Illinois thumps Crown 76-14 today. And some of the numbers from this game today. By the way, the UMAC champ has not fared particularly well in the D3 playoffs in recent memories. And today was another long one. Wheaton beats Crown 76-14. That sets up next week. Of course, St. John's, the runner-up in the MIAC, and the league champion Bethel were idle today, and they will be at home next week. And here is the lay of the land. Bethel, once again, will host Coe next Saturday at 1 o'clock, and St. John's scheduled to host Monmouth next week. Still don't have an opponent for River Falls next week. UW-Whitewater will play DePauw. Wheaton of Illinois will be at Wartburg down in Iowa. Hanover at Perennial Power, North Central of Illinois. Those are certainly games in the region. And UW-Lacrosse will take on Hope next week, another team out of the WIAC. So that's lay of the land next week in the Division III playoffs. And we'll certainly have full coverage. And Spring Lake Park, they have come right back and grabbed the lead over Chan. Seesaw battle in the 5A championship game. And the Panthers lead the Storm 21-14. And I think we're going to take a break right now, a little bit early. Come back. We'll take another look at the Big Ten, the top 25, and the Missouri Valley scoreboard. I do want to look in on what's going on up at the Fargo Dome, and it's ugly. North Dakota State leading St. Thomas after three quarters, 59-0. Once again, Bison over the Tommies. 59-0 after three.
Donors aren't going to like that one, Steve.
No. Glenn Caruso can't be thrilled with that result. Well, they wanted to go to Division One.
At least it's a shutout, right? Again, yeah. The day, the week, the year, the existence of the goalie.
Goalies always thinking shutouts.
Yes.
Always thinking shutouts.
You know what I got for a shutout back in the day as a reward?
What?
This will date me.
You get to go to Dairy Queen?
No, I just go there for any time I want, Steve. Get an extra side of crunch with your crunch cone. It'll change your life.
Yeah.
I got a ringtone for all of my shutouts back in the day. So when the tones, when Chariot by Gavin DeGraw was topping the charts, I had to have that as my ringtone. And I was able to acquire said ringtone after a shutout.
You know, my brother loved crunch cones. My wife's a huge fan of crunch cones as well.
They're the best. The best.
Yeah, I mean, I'm there, but give me a Buster bar anytime. You know, the fudge and the nuts when you get down to the bottom.
And the soft serve at Dairy Queen, when you put it in the freezer for a little bit, it changes the physics of it. I don't know what it is. No other ice cream has the same leftover ability than Dairy Queen. Buster bars there, the peanut butter parfait. Oh, my God.
But you got to go right away.
Yeah.
You got to dig in.
Get two. You get one for now and one for the roll that you put in the freezer for later. Well, that's another life lesson for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. I think all that stuff's better just right away, down the hatch. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Big Ten, top 25. A little later on in the hour, we'll talk some Wolves. We'll talk Vikes Packers tomorrow. J.J. McCarthy on the frozen tundra. What could go wrong? Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Division II football playoffs today. Two teams out of the Northern Sun. We already heard the game report. UMD losing on the road at Ashland. But the other team out of the Northern Sun today, Minnesota State. They were at Findlay of Ohio. And Aaron Worm was there, the voice of the Mavericks. And Aaron, big, big win for Minnesota State today.
No, absolutely. I think going into the game today, Minnesota State, I probably heard a lot of things on social media. A lot of people questioning why the Mavericks were in the NCAA tournament with an 8-3 record. And I think they silenced all the critics today by taking care of a very good Findlay team, 37-14. Now, it was a close game early. And when I say early, Findlay took the first possession of the game. They went 5 plays, 71 yards. They were up 7-0. And then Minnesota State would score the next 37 points in this game. Now, the key thing for Minnesota State, after they tied things up in the first quarter, I should mention Sam Backer, a 24-yard touchdown run. The Chatfield, Minnesota native, his 17th rushing touchdown of the year that tied things up at 7. Then late in the second quarter, Findlay was attempting to punt deep in their own territory, and for some reason, the kicker dropped the ball and never actually kicked it. It hit the ground. Minnesota State picked it up. Ian Beru from Watertown Mayor High School, a 30-yard fumble recovery, ran that in for a touchdown to make it 14-7. Then Findlay would go 3-and-out, and Minnesota State would score in a 2-yard touchdown run with 6 seconds to go before halftime. They go up 21-7. They scored 2 touchdowns in a span of a minute 33 right before halftime. That touchdown at half, if they don't get in, they're out of timeouts. The clock expires, and they get no points. Instead, they make it 21-7. Then early in the third quarter, a tip pass the line of scrimmage is caught by defensive end Marcus Hansen from Waseca. And Minnesota State would turn that into 3 points to make it 24-7. They would add a couple more touchdowns, one in the third and one in the fourth. Findlay would score on a blocked punt return midway in the fourth quarter to make it 37-14. But Minnesota State dominating throughout the game. Total yards, 372 for the Mavericks, 227 for Findlay. Findlay came in as the second-best defense against a rush in Division II, only giving up 57 yards per game on the ground. Minnesota State runs for 139 yards in the victory. Mavericks now 9-3 on the season. They'll head to the number 2 seed in Super Region 3. They'll be in Indianapolis to take on the Greyhounds a week from today. Reporting from the Toledo Mall, waiting for a plane back to Minneapolis for WCCO, I'm Aaron Worm.
All right, Aaron, safe travels. Great to hear from you, and a big win for the Mavericks. And more time on the road next week. There he is, Aaron Worm, joining us here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. How about that? A Toledo Mall. Doesn't that sound glamorous? That is amazing. All right, we're going to jump over Big Ten, top 25, Missouri Valley. And let's see if things have gotten uglier up at the Fargo Dome today. It certainly was not good. Missouri Valley scoreboard now 62 rip Bison over the Tommies early in the fourth. All right, let's bring in Jonathan Lowe. Jonathan, what do you got?
So, Steve, yeah, we've got a lot of blowouts right now is what we've got here on this late afternoon. We've got a few close games, and especially in conference. But, again, even with the non-drama that's happening in a lot of these games with big names, that's okay. The Pigskins are still flying because it's a wonderful, beautiful, lovely Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And let's get it rolling in the Big Ten, where in Iowa City, the Spartans might have come to play. They are up 17-10 on the Hawkeyes with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hawkeyes trying to get to 7-4. Michigan State looking for their fourth win of the season. In Eugene, the big one of the day, USC has just scored to close the gap. Number 7, Oregon leads the 15th-ranked Trojans 28-21 with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Michigan, number 18, Michigan just got into the end zone, and they lead in College Park over Maryland 35-13, 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Wolverines looking good to get to 9-2 on the season. Earlier today, the wins at Wrigley were not kind enough to the Gophers. Northwestern gets a 3-run homer in the bottom of the ninth over the wall, over the Ivy. The Wildcats defeat the Gophers today 38-35 with a field goal at the gun. Within the last minute of the game. It wasn't at the gun. It was within the last minute of play. But Northwestern gets the victory. They get to 6-5. Minnesota falls to 6-5 on the season. The Gophers gave up over 500 yards of offense to Northwestern. I can't imagine P.J. Fleck is going to be happy with that defensive effort today. Number 1, Ohio State, they keep rolling. They're 11-0, 42-9. They defeat Rutgers at the Horseshoe today ahead of next weekend's showdown at the Big House with the Wolverines. Coming up in just about 35 minutes or so, Nebraska will be at Penn State. Later tonight, it's number 21 Illinois at Wisconsin, and Washington will be out at the Rose Bowl on the West Coast taking on UCLA. A late night game on NBC tonight. It's slated for NBC. That's going to be interesting if we show it here in the Central Time Zone. It's not just a West Coast game. Let's go to the top 25 scoreboard. Number 17, Texas. They've pulled away a little bit from their longtime rival in Arkansas. The Longhorns lead 38-23 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. It is just ugly under touchdown Jesus today. Number 9, Notre Dame, got off to an incredible start, and it has just been pouring it on since. They lead Syracuse 70-donut.
Yikes.
With 5:15 left to mercifully go in the fourth quarter. In Nashville, number 14, Vanderbilt. They're taking care of business, leading Kentucky 45-10 early in the fourth quarter there. Number 24, Tulane, they've pulled away from Temple at the end of the third quarter. It's 26-7 Green Wave as they try to get into the American Conference, American Association Championship game down the line. Number 12, Utah, they continue to trail Kansas State in Salt Lake City, 31-28 the score, about 12 minutes to go in the third quarter, so early in the third, but it has been an offensive explosion in Salt Lake City with these two teams going back and forth. Number 23, Houston, they are tied with TCU, about 2:15 left in the third quarter. They're tied at 14 in Houston. Earlier today, number 13, Miami, they get the win in Blacksburg over Virginia Tech, 34-17. Number 8, Oklahoma, they stay in the driver's seat for a spot in the playoffs. They beat number 22, Missouri, 17-6. Number 3, Texas A&M, crush Samford, 48-0. Number 4, Georgia, big over Charlotte, 35-3. Number 10, Alabama shuts out Eastern Illinois, 56-0. Coming up just at the top of the hour, it'll be number 16, Georgia Tech hosting Pittsburgh. Number 20, Tennessee will be in the swamp taking on Florida later on tonight. Number 25, Arizona State will be at Colorado. And number 11, BYU goes to Cincinnati. Now we head to FCS, the Missouri Valley scoreboard. Steve just mentioned it a little bit ago. St. Thomas stepping up in class from the Pioneer League to the Missouri Valley, and they are seeing what they need to do to continually get better. The Bison lead at the Fargo Dome 62-0 with just under 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Huge game today in Grand Forks. South Dakota State and North Dakota both at 7-4, both trying to get an at-large bid to the playoffs. We'll see if either one makes it. That selection show, the selection of the bracket, is tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time is when that starts. South Dakota State wins it in overtime. They get a touchdown in OT to North Dakota's field goal, and the Fighting Hawks fall to the Jackrabbits 34-31. Northern Iowa finishes up their season 3-9. They lose at the Unidome to Youngstown State 35-32. So, got some things to figure out as far as FCS is concerned. Let's see if South Dakota makes it in. Let's see if South Dakota State makes it in. What about North Dakota? There's a lot of things to figure out. Illinois State ended up 8-4. They lost today to Southern Illinois. Does that knock them out? Youngstown State, 8-4. Do they get in? A lot of things for the Missouri Valley to figure out regarding the FCS playoffs starting next week.
All right, Jonathan, great work on the scoreboard, but I'm a little bit shocked. North Dakota State over St. Thomas today.
This is I had a feeling it could get ugly because you just look at FCS and there is a tier. There are tiers of conferences just like there is in FBS. And the Missouri Valley and probably the Atlantic Sun.
Yeah.
And the Big Sky, those are probably your big three with teams like Montana and Montana State. You know, the Atlantic Sun used to have, I believe, teams that might have been the Colonial with James Madison and Old Dominion, who have since moved up from the FCS to FBS. So you have that tier, and then you have tiers with the Pioneer League and some of these other divisions, and it's a step up in class today. That's all it is for St. Thomas. That's all I can say.
Big time. 5:31, quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. Still much more to come. We've got to talk NFL another week. How about the Bills? One of those teams before the year you thought, oh, the Bills, you know, they're destined for the AFC Championship game. They drop one on Thursday night to Houston. We have Vikes-Packers Sunday noon. We have the Timberwolves losing a heartbreaker in Phoenix last night. They fall apart in the final minute of that game. We'll get into all of that. And a rundown of the Prep Bowl scores as well here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So an abbreviated college football final. We'll jump into the Big Ten, the top 25 again. Update from the Fargo Dome. Tommy's on the board. Bison 62, Tommy's 7, midway through the fourth up there. So, and in the Division III playoffs, we did have UMAC champ Crown in action today, and it didn't go well. Another struggle in the first round of the playoffs for the UMAC. UMAC champs fall today, and the score there, again, was Wheaton 76, Crown 14. So certainly a tough day for the crew from St. Bonifacius. All right, let's get you up to date on what's going on at U.S. Bank Stadium today. Spring Lake Park and Chanhassen, final game of Prepel. 5A gets that a final window, and Spring Lake Park leading Chan 21-14 in quarter number two. And Chan may have tied up the game. We'll confirm that momentarily. Earlier, 3A title game, Annandale beat Waseca 17-7. And in the nine-player championship, Hills Beaver Creek beat Hillcrest Lutheran Academy 46-22, so they will take the title back to the southwest corner of the state. Beaver Creek's one of the first towns you hit when you come over the border on I-90 from South Dakota. I have driven that way hundreds of times in my life. 1A championship from Friday. It was Mineota beating Breckenridge 49-14. Another title for southwestern Minnesota. The Mineota Vikings, number one all year, and they sealed the deal with a big win, 41-14 on Friday. 2A championship game, a team from southern Minnesota right along I-90. Jackson County Central beat Goodhue 20-15, the final in that one. 4A championship game. And this was Orno holding off Cass and Manorville 21-14 at U.S. Bank Stadium. And then an instant classic. And I know that term is used too much, but when it comes to Prep Bowl, about as good a football game as you're ever going to see. Edina beats Moorhead 42-35. The Spuds made the jump from 5A to 6A this year. Edina, they were kind of in that mix behind Maple Grove, who made the move to the Lake Conference. Obviously, in football, they play in the Metro West. It was all about Minnetonka. But Edina wins the title, beating Moorhead in a dandy, 42-35. Along the way, in the semifinals, Edina beat arch rival Minnetonka, 42-41. Before that, they beat Perennial Power and the gold standard in big school football, Eden Prairie, 23-21. And then, oh, by the way, they beat Forest Lake in round two, 31-30. And then in the opening round, took down Farmington, 30-17. So quite a road to the title for the Edina Hornets. And it was a spectacular championship game. And it is worth pointing out, in that championship game, the individual performances in that game as well. It was really something to see on Friday night. Well worth the time, and a great job by Channel 45 on that one. Another ending I really didn't want to see last night was the Timberwolves 114-113 loss to the Phoenix Suns last night. Ant snapped out of it. He had a huge night, but the Timberwolves fall. Quite a finish, though. Suns beat the Timberwolves 114-113, and the Timberwolves take on the Kings
Monday night at 9 o'clock in Sacramento, and then Wednesday get the Oklahoma City Thunder at 6:30 in the final game before Thanksgiving. So you're up to date on what's going on with the Timberwolves. And then we've got to get into the NFL a little bit. And first of all, talk about what transpired on Thursday night. What in the world is going on with the Buffalo Bills? I had them written in pen in the AFC Championship game. They're now 7-4. They lose to the Texans 23-19. But then again, I also had the Raiders contending for a playoff spot. And I'm going to let Lindsey Brown pile in and
what?
Pile on. Yeah.
I hear Raiders playoffs in the same sentence again.
I did. Yeah, I talked about it throughout the summer. I mean, OTAs, mini camps, when they went to training camp. I had confidence in Pete Carroll, and it's gone badly.
The positivity, the power of positivity, we thought that it would be enough to turn
things
around.
There's none there.
There's none there. And I was thinking about this week, Steve, about what it is about certain organizations. It just seems no matter who goes in there, they struggle, they can't turn it around. And the Raiders are one of those organizations. It's not for lack of trying by Mark Davis. He tries to bring in everybody. He's listening to everybody, and maybe that's the issue. He's not really that football guy that was raised in the locker rooms like the late, great Jim Irsay was for the Indianapolis Colts. And so I'm not sure about what the future holds for him. I think they're going to move on from Geno Smith. I think they're going to move on from Pete Carroll. I also don't know if that's the right thing either, because if you just fire your coach every year that you're bad, you're never going to get anywhere.
So does Steve have to put in a dollar in the Raiders swear jar? Since he continues to say that.
I mean, there's got to be some sort of punishment. And I'm willing to take on-air ridicule between now and the Super Bowl for that call on that. I really thought Pete Carroll would be able to go in there and get them respectable. Meanwhile, they play in a game tomorrow with the Browns, which is probably my pick for a game that I would need to be paid to sit through. I always kind of look
Shedeur
at the NFL
Sanders
schedule.
First start, aren't you locked in?
Isn't
jersey
that the,
sales
no.
are rocketing.
Isn't that the game status for the Browns every week? Every
now
week?
It's official. They have
I'm
no
serious.
One else they can
you,
pick.
You have your injured list. You have your probable. You have your questionable. You have your unlikely, and you have your you got to pay for me to watch you. And I think that's the Browns status every week.
Yeah, I started this bit with Chris Tubbs sitting in for Henry Lake. And I kind of do this myself. Well, I'll peruse the NFL schedule and say, you know, there's always the good matchups, and there's always the, well, let's break down the key matchups this week. Like Vikings, Packers, key for us, but in the big picture, is it really key with a 4-6 Viking team? Not really. There's other games that stand out as being far more important, but in these parts, it's a border battle. But I also look at the games like Browns, Raiders as being, you know, what would I need in return to actually start at the opening kickoff and be there until the final gun and watch every play of that game?
I would say a down payment on a house. And I'm not talking about like some rambler. I'm talking about a nice house.
All you need is $10 on the game, Jonathan, you degenerate over there.
No. Ooh. I need a down payment on to watch them. To watch them, I would
to
need a down
there.
Payment. To be there?
On the field passes, right?
No, I'm just saying watch.
Oh, just
I'm
watch
just saying
it.
Watch
just watch
on
TV.
TV.
Present for a second for the toilet bowl that is known. Who has it worse, Max Crosby or Myles Garrett?
Oh, that's a phenomenal question.
It's so bad there, Steve. I think Max Crosby might want to leave the Raiders. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, but there are some terrible games this weekend, and then we'll get to the Vikes and Packers after the break.
Jacksonville, Arizona,
but there are just some clunker matchups here that, you know, Browns Raiders maybe takes the cake for me. Falcons Saints.
Oh, that's bad too.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, especially the way Kirk Cousins played the last time that he was out there. That
is Rattler still starting down there? Spencer Rattler?
No, they've gone to Tyler Shuck. They've gone to like the 35-year-old rookie, Tyler Shuck.
There we go. Brandon Whedon would be proud.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things that when you get to this point, what stands out to me, though, and I want to get both your thoughts on this. Here we are at the end of November, Thanksgiving games coming up on Thursday, and then it's really go time in December and the playoff push and all of that. Is there a team that stands out to you, maybe beyond the Rams, that are like, Denver doesn't impress me, and they're right up there. You got the Bears with a winning record. They're right up there. The Patriots, is it Patriots-Rams right now standing out as being the best two teams in football, which is crazy to me?
I would guess the Rams would probably be up there. I would probably say Denver is second best, especially having seen them beat Kansas City last weekend. The defense is lights out. They've already beaten both participants in the Super Bowl from earlier this season in Kansas City and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And the offense has enough with a guy that knows, love him or hate him, and I know a lot of people hate him, Sean Payton does know offense and does know what he's doing calling
that
side of the ball.
He's not my favorite. No.
Oh, no.
But he's done a whale of a job with Bo Nix. For the most part,
he's
been good enough.
Yeah, he knows offense. He knows how to coach an offense and create an offense. So as far as consistency is concerned, Denver's probably the best right now. Baltimore, if they continue to improve, they're going to be rising.
They host the Jets.
Yeah.
They host the Jets.
They better win this one.
But what are they going to have at the end of the year? That's what we always talk about, the Baltimore Ravens. It's not the regular season anymore. It's when they go into the playoffs and if they're able to get over the hump. I think they're going to be wasting a bunch of energy. They're going to go Minnesota Wild down the stretch where they have to get so much just to try to make the playoffs and injuries that they're going to be nothing once they get to the postseason.
Yeah, and the Eagles are a sneaky 8-2 where it's kind of like they had that stretch. And I don't want to discount the Eagles as well. But I did bring this up at the beginning of our chat here about the NFL. Buffalo Bills, to me right now, are kind of like, what is going on there? They're 7-4, and I still expect them to be a playoff team. But I thought they were kind of poised home field advantage in the AFC playoffs.
Well,
it looks like that might be going the Patriots' way.
This is a silver lining that you can say if you're Buffalo. You're not peaking too early.
Yeah, right.
That's a silver lining.
You went through the adversity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went through, and if they have a great December and they go 4-0 or 5-0 and finish out the regular season, then the Bills are not the team you want to play in the playoffs. So you're not peaking at the right time. That's a silver lining. Upper New York.
All right. Quick break. Vikes pack tomorrow. At Lambeau, high noon, huge test for J.J. McCarthy. And the Vikes in a spot where, you know, at 4-6, and the way things look in the division in the NFC, very little margin for error. We'll get into that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCC.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yo. Quick update. U.S. Bank Stadium, Class 5A football championship game. Spring Lake Park driving. Leading Chan has in 21-14 in the third. So Chan didn't get a TD on the board at the end of the second. Once again, Spring Lake Park leading Chan 21-14. Midway through the third, that is the final game of Prepple. All right, border battle tomorrow. Vikes, Packers. If you care about the line or what the odds makers think about this tilt, Green Bay favored by 6.5 at home. Vikes 4-6. Packers 6-3-1. They've certainly had their ups and downs. You got the Bears at 7-3 leading the division. The Lions are 6-4. So there's a real logjam atop the NFC North, and the Vikes, they get beat. They go to 4-7, and it really becomes an uphill climb. J.J. McCarthy at Lambeau Field. Woo, it's a big opportunity, but I also think it could get ugly.
Just got to have that underbite come out, and then we're in a completely different world. And they really got to get something going early on in that game. They got to inspire some confidence in that kid. It just seems like they wait until the fourth quarter, and you're like, oh, look, there's life here, but there's not enough time. And so I would go with that healthy run game, right? Let's just put the pedal to the metal, beat Josh Jacobs at his own job in his house with the old guy that Josh Jacobs took the job from. There's that.
So I think Jacobs might even – he might not even play. He might be out, but – I said this last night with Lake. McCarthy has to play about 85 to 90% of the way he played in Detroit for them to even have a chance. If he played like he did against Chicago and Baltimore the last 2 weeks, it won't be good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, it is a huge opportunity, but it could also be one of those where, all of a sudden we're 4-7 and we're worried about this kid. All right. Have a great Saturday night. Corzo tomorrow between 10 and noon.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.